What about the ad itself, the Johnson's Baby ad? How is it structured? Maximum difference. Maximum difference and dynamic range and everything. So that you want to emphasize it to be different to, just different enough that it will be processed differently in the mind of the distracted listener. Just enough that it's different, that it's not ignored like everything else. Right, so different voices, different speed, different dynamic range, different sort of... And what other voice do you hear? Don? How would you describe that? Yeah. Well, this is the target audience here is very young, of course. I don't know where it starts nowadays, but I suppose it's 11 or 12, isn't it? Yeah, it's a pretty young audience, I think, that listens to it. This is also a few years ago. This one actually was done a few years ago when they were really catering to a even bubblier gum set. Listen to it again. Also listen to the way that the ad has been put together with the splices. And that. Now that you've done some splicing, you'll understand. You can tell where the things have been spliced together to make it appear like a conversation. It's probably all mixed. Probably just there's a sort of an ambience behind it, you know? There's three levels. There's the announcer, the pre-recorded voice, and then some ambience that suggests sort of a high school lockers or something, really.
See, bud, please don't make me say goodbye.
Gloria Gaynor with Dave Mitchell at 9:10. Can't say goodbye. I just got here, of course. I went out and lifted weights today. My arms are going to fall off. I'm about to fall asleep here, too.
High school student Marianne Kazi told us why she...
Notice how abrupt that break is, and also how fast the voice is at the beginning compared to when he slows down later, right? So he gets the idea across in the first couple of words.
Yeah, I just got here, of course. I went out and lifted weights today. My arms are going to fall off. I'm about to fall asleep here, too.
High school student Marianne Kazi told us why she likes Johnson's Baby Shampoo.
Do you use Johnson's Baby Shampoo?
Yes, I've used it for...
Actually, they're not the same voice, are they? See, that's two different voices. The interviewer and the announcer are actually two.
Got here, of course. I went out and lifted weights today. My arms are going to fall off. I'm about to fall asleep here, too.
High school student Marianne Kazi told us why she likes Johnson's Baby Shampoo.
Do you use Johnson's Baby Shampoo?
Yes, I've used it for 5 years.
It's just equalized.
5 years? Mm-hmm. How'd you get started using it?
The voice in the interview is equalized to sound lower. Yeah, the other one is made to sound higher so that it sounds more like the announcer. And the one, when he's interviewing the girl, it's made to sound lower. The low frequencies are brought out to make it sound more paternal.
It's baby shampoo?
Yes, I've used it for 5 years.
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get started using it?
Well, I was with my sister, and we were at a friend's house, and I asked her for some shampoo, and that's all she had. And I tried it and cleaned my hair, and after it dried, I found it was a lot softer.
On the average, how often do you wash your hair?
In the summer, I wash it every other day because I just feel I have to.
Do you think that's a lot?
No. With the baby shampoo, I don't worry about it because if you can use it on a baby, I guess I could use it every day.
Do you think that Johnson's Baby Shampoo was gentle?
I think so.
That's a splice. That has got to be a splice.
Do you think that Johnson's Baby Shampoo was gentle?
I think so. Because
too
it
fast.
Makes my hair very soft.
Does it look better?
Yes. I think it does.
No, the real
and
killer
I get a lot of compliments
now.
On it.
You do get a lot of compliments.
Oh, since I go to school with boys, they notice a lot of things.
That has got to be faked. That didn't happen that way.
Because it makes my hair very soft.
Does it look better?
Yes, I think it does. And I get a lot of compliments on it.
You do get a lot of compliments.
Oh, since I go to school with boys, they notice a lot of things.
Those are three different statements that weren't said. I'd bet you anything they weren't said in that order. You know. I get a lot of compliments. I go to school with boys. They notice a lot of things. I think those are from three different tapes, but I'm not sure. Can't prove it. But sounds a bit suspicious to me. What's the overall image that the commercial is trying to get at? When you heard it the first time, what was your dominant impression on it? Yeah. That's the main thing. Right? All the rest about the sister's house and that quickly fades, right? But there again, you have to be careful. You see, if you go too far into the content, then you're assuming that all that's being listened to consciously. And that generally isn't the case. It's only the gross sort of features, if you pardon the expression, of it. The general kind of features of the number of repetitions. How many times was Johnson's Baby Shampoo repeated? It's kind of old-fashioned in that sense, in the sheer amount of repetition, the attitude of it, the kind of condescending attitude, the paternalistic attitude, the... the image that the girl's voice gives you. It's those characteristics that surround the product image, and not so much the specific details. Because then, if you go too much, like most, if you've ever read any advertising analysis, you know, they start bringing out all the English literature, English composition sort of measures of adjective load and I can't even suspense factor and verb content, and you just wouldn't believe all the different ways they have. Like the same way they evaluate readers for schools, like they evaluate commercials, and that's all implying that the content is listened to in that way. To sort of sum this up, because I think this is, I should have actually used one that was geared at you people instead of high school, because it's very easy to sort of look down on this. So probably a lot of you even turn up your nose at AM radio and that sort of thing. But first of all, it's very important to understand how it works, and how the structure of it is controlling the listener attention, and why. And that is the serious part of it, and that disturbs me the most about the whole thing, is that the thesis that I'm making is that the distracted listening situation is an unsatisfactory situation. It's incomplete in some way. And the function of the radio is to fill a gap, but not to really fill it, but to fill it, to feed on it, to feed on the gap and to maintain the unsatisfactory quality of it. If you look at every situation in which radio is used in this way, it is either because the person is bored, and therefore time is supposed to be made to pass meaningfully. As I've been arguing, it's not passing meaningfully, it's just passing. It would have passed anyway, but no. This is to appear, to keep the hype up, to keep things going, because the job itself is not meaningful. Housework, driving to work, you're spending a lot of time doing stuff that is not interesting, right? Or masking, it's used as masking to cover up background sound. It does not get rid of the sound, it simply covers it up. It does not provide a real solution, it provides the illusion of a solution. Loneliness, it appears to give a person that you can identify with, somebody that supposedly cares about you, that's speaking to you personally, that illusion. Does it really? No. That person's talking to thousands of people at the same time. He's not your friend any more than he is anybody else's friend. Right? It's the illusion of company, the illusion of meaningfulness, the illusion that something is happening. And the bitter reality is that for most of these people, nothing is happening. And it's the nothing that is the disturbing part of it. I'd like to play you one example at the end, just to finish this off, because I think it's worth hearing. Maybe I should have played it at the beginning, but anyway. That with these prizes and that they have, there was one that they did a few years ago that was, I think, absolutely as close to morally reprehensible as you can get. They were giving prizes if you would, when you picked up your telephone, say, I listen to C-Fun, right? No matter what was, before anybody said anything on the other end, you had to pick up your telephone and basically work for the company, all right, and give them free advertising. And if they called you when they did that, you'd get some sort of prize. Now, here's the prize winner. I'd like you to listen to the hysteria in the voice when this poor woman realizes that she's just won some paltry sum, I think it's $1,000 or something like this. Listen to the way the reaction of the announcer to her voice, the way he is using her voice. And at the end, he's got her dangling on a string, and he says, say it again, one more time, right? Okay, don't think it's just them, the great they corporation. It's also us that's involved in all this kind of thing. And we are all affected by it. Listen to this music at the beginning. If you don't have a gut-level reaction to that music, you're not from this culture. This is music that we have all grown up with. It is the grand. It is the ultimate. It is Gone with the Wind, I Will Never Be Hungry Again. It is the great American dream. And it is feeding on the alienation of these people.
Trust it to put you to sleep.
More often than anywhere else, the winners happen here. For $1,000 cash, an 874 number, Mrs. Mitchell.
I
beg pardon?
I said I listen to C-Fun.
Is this Mrs. Mitchell?
Yes, it is.
It's a funny thing to say when you answer your phone. Mrs. Mitchell, you may not believe this.
You're kidding. Is it really you?
This is Bob McGee calling from C-Fun Radio, and you have just won $1,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
Do you believe that?
No.
$1,000 in cash.
Oh, my God. We did it. This is unreal.
This is unreal. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I'm all right.
$1,000. Did you think we'd phone you?
No, I did not. I don't believe it.
Let's hear you say the phrase that pays one more time, nice and loud.
I listen to C-Fun.
Where the winning is for everyone.